All right, good morning. We'll go ahead and call the meeting to order. Tanisha, please call the roll.
Chair Grant.
Here.
Co-chair Clark Reed.
Here.
Representatives Caldwell.
Yes, here.
Davis.
Here.
Hager.
Here.
McGee. Metz.
Here.
Stewart.
Here.
I have a quorum present, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Tanisha. We'll go ahead and get started. Members, friends of ours in attendance, please go ahead and silence cell phones or turn them off. And anybody wishing to testify, please make sure you turn in an appearance card. Today we will hear three claim bills. Members, all three of these bills are what we classify as locally settled claim bills. And so they have been brought to us under the representation that all parties have agreed. But if you'll recall, part of the process that we were trying to reform was to remove the need for some of these local settled bills to actually come through us prior to getting taken care of, and giving both the local government and the claimant the ability to resolve those cases. So with that in mind, I want to also add that our esteemed staff director, who doubles as a special master, is here. So members, if you have any specific questions about the special master's hearing, underlying facts, or the process of any of these claim bills, we can go ahead and allow Mr. Thomas to answer those. Members, I also want to go ahead and point out that all three of these bills cap attorney fees, lobby fees, and costs. With that in mind, we're going to move to House Bill 1167, relief of Carl Abbott by Palm Beach County School Board. Representative Rayburn, you are recognized to explain the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Thank you. Good afternoon, committee members. House Bill 1167 is relief for Carl Abbott from the Palm Beach County School Board. On June 30th, 2008, Carl Abbott was struck by a school bus of the Palm Beach County School District while crossing the street in a designated crosswalk, and both parties have agreed to the settlement terms in this bill. Mr. Chair, that is the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Rayburn. There are no members. Are there any questions for Representative Rayburn? Representative Hager, you're recognized for a question.
Representative Rayburn, thank you for bringing this bill forward. This is a bill that originates out of Palm Beach County, and I know you're not from Palm Beach County, or not from that area. What is it about this bill that you felt it would be helpful for you to do the presentation on? And I guess I'm really speaking to you in connection with the geography more than anything else. And that's not a challenge, it's just seeking information.
Mr. Chair. Thank you, Mr. Chair. Thank you, Representative. I do not have a tie geographically to this case. This case was brought to me. It's a case that this bill was presented to the legislature last year, passed the House, with failed in messages. If you read the information about the case, tugged at my heartstrings, that this family really needs relief for a settlement that was already agreed to by both parties.
Right. Thank you.
Any other questions, members? Anybody in the audience wish to speak on this bill? Lance Block. Representative Hager, would you like an answer from Mr. Block?
Sure, that would be great.
Mr. Block, you are recognized to answer the question. Why would Representative Rayburn take this question geographically, given the fact that he is not geographically
Well, I can say, as with many of these local claims bills, we went to several local members. And because I grew up in Palm Beach County, went to the Palm Beach County schools, know many of the Palm Beach County members of the delegation. Their feeling, which is understandable, is they would, and they told us, both of them told us, that they would support the bill, but that they would prefer not to sponsor a bill from their local community and against their local school board. That's why.
Thank you.
Is that all we have? Do you have a question for Mr. Block?
I have a question for Mr. Block.
Okay. Representative Clark Reed, or Co-Chair Clark Reed, you are recognized for a question, Mr. Block.
Sorry.
Thank you. Was Representative Hager one of those school board, those persons you went to?
No.
Follow-up, Mr. Chair?
You recognize?
Why did you not go to Representative Hager as a member of the Palm Beach County delegation as well after the other two, you know, turned you down?
I do not know Representative Hager, but I know that he asked very good questions, but I also have the impression that he's not particularly a proponent of claims bills, and I didn't want to put him in that position. And we had other members here in the legislature who were willing to support the bill and advocate for the bill. And from our perspective, it doesn't matter whether it's somebody local or not. I understand the politics of a local member sponsoring a bill against a local government. And so as long as we could find somebody from another area in the state, we saw no harm in that.
Thank you.
Any other questions, members of Mr. Block? I think you're free.
Thank you.
Any debate on the bill, members? Seeing no debate, Representative Rayburn, you are recognized to close on the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'll waive close.
Thank you, Representative Rayburn. Tanisha, please call the roll on House Bill 1167.
Chair Grant?
Yes.
Representative Caldwell?
Yes.
Clark Reed?
Yes.
Davis?
Yes.
Hager?
No.
McGee? Metz?
Yes.
Stewart?
By your vote, members, House Bill 1167 will be reported favorably. Congratulations, Representative Rayburn.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
First claims bill of the 2012 session goes to you.
Thank you.
13. It's been a long day. Only because it is the order in which we have put it together, and not because I don't believe in seniority or like you, Representative Gibbons, but we're going to go ahead and call House Bill 1413, which is relief of Monica and Luis Acosta, the surviving children of Nora Acosta by Miami-Dade County. Representative Santiago, you are recognized to explain your bill.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. It's a case that claims bill that occurred in 2004. A tragedy happened for the parents of these children. As the chairman opened, it's already been settled, and we're hoping to put closure for this family. And to maybe preempt Representative Hager's question, my interest in this is hearing about the claims bill process. I wanted to interject myself in the process to learn more about the claims bill process. I understand something we'll be dealing with more in the future. And also hearing the story that it was a settled bill, figured it would be easy to go through the process, and the story itself felt that we should help
put forward. You figured wrong, but that's okay.
That is the claims bill, Mr. Chairman. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative Santiago. There is one amendment. Representative Santiago?
Yes, Mr. Chairman.
You are recognized to explain that amendment.
Yes, that amendment was correcting a typo where traditionally the claims bills are of the 25% fee structure, and it was a typo originally that wrote it as 15%, and we're just correcting that. That is the amendment.
Thank you, Representative Santiago. Members, do you have any questions on the amendment?
Yes, Mr. Chairman.
Representative Metz, you are recognized for a question.
And this is a question for either the sponsor or whoever else might have the information here. The bill that was passed by the House last year, what was the percentage of attorney's fees in the bill at that time?
Representative, I'm going to recognize our esteemed staff director and special master.
Thank you. Representative Metz, last year was the formula 15% of the first million, 10% of the next 2 million. So this was 15% of 940,000.
Follow up, Representative? Any other questions? Members, any objection to the amendment? All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed, nay. We will show that amendment adopted. We are now back on the bill as adopted. Do we have anybody in the audience wishing to speak on House Bill 1413? Mr. Block, waving in support. Members, any debate on the amendment? Showing no debate on no debate on the bill. Any debate on the bill? Showing none, Representative Santiago, you are recognized to close on your bill.
I'll wave close, Mr. Chairman.
Smart move. Tanisha, will you please call the roll?
Chair Grant?
Yes.
Representative Caldwell?
Yes.
Clark Reed?
Yes.
Davis?
Yes.
Hager?
Yes.
No.
McGee? Metz?
Yes.
Stewart?
By your vote, House Bill 1413 will be reported favorably, Representative Santiago. Congratulations. Second claims bill. Not quite the first. Saving the best for last, Representative Gibbons, we will take up House Bill 1415, relief of Ronald Miller by the City of Hollywood. Representative, you are recognized to explain your bill.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and thank you for the prayer at the beginning of this meeting. We have a Wednesday morning prayer group that I wish you would attend. Senator Alan Hayes and I, we both co-chair the event, and next Thursday we're having our annual prayer meeting on Thursday morning at 7 o'clock in the cabinet room, so I would really invite everybody from this committee to please attend. Because
I do the annuals in the morning. I do the weeklies at night, so we're doing a Wednesday night group, but we'd love to have you at Wednesday night as well.
Now that I know about it, maybe I'll attend. Wednesday's my day. But anyways, it is my day. Well,
every day is your day, Representative.
Thank you, because my glass is half full. Members, this bill is in release of Mr. Ronald Miller. On July 30th, 2002, Ronald Miller was driving his pickup truck home from work northbound on Federal Highway in the left-turn lane. At that time, a City of Hollywood employee who was driving a city utilities truck cut across the lanes of the northbound traffic and crashed into Mr. Miller's vehicle head-on. The impact of the crash caused Mr. Miller to have two corrective surgeries for damage to both knees. Now, a jury found in favor of Mr. Miller, and a final judgment was entered in the amount of $1,130,731 and a cost judgment of an additional $17,000. The City of Hollywood has paid $100,000 to Mr. Miller under the statutory limits of the liability set forth in Chapter 768, and the parties have negotiated in good faith and arrived at a stipulated resolution of this matter for the payment by the City of Hollywood for an additional $100,000 to Mr. Miller. The amount paid by the City of Hollywood and the amount awarded in this bill are agreed upon by all parties and intended to provide the sole compensation for all present and future claims arising out of the accident which resulted in the injuries to Mr. Miller. Members, that is the bill.
Thank you, Representative Gibbons. There are no amendments to this bill. Members, are there any questions for Representative Gibbons? Yeah. Representative Hager will start to my right.
Thank you, Chair. Thank you, Representative Gibbons. One question, and that is there anything about the characteristics of this committee that, as you reflected on it, caused you to issue an invitation to the entire committee to attend the prayer meeting?
Yes, there was. Yes, there is. Everybody participated in the prayer.
Thank you.
Representative, I believe we have a question from my co-chair, Representative Clark Reed, that may actually be on the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Representative Gibbons, there are two different settlements attached to this particular claims bill.
Well, the total settlement is $200,000, right? That completes everything. That includes all legal fees, all costs, all everything. A jury had awarded over a million, almost $200,000. So I think to have it settled for $200,000, all inclusive, and to get it away from to have the City of Hollywood be done with it, I think is a very good thing.
Follow up, Mr. Chair.
You're recognized.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to you know, even though there was a settlement for over $1 million, now they're willing to take just the $200,000.
Right, there was a jury award for over
$1 million.
Right, not itself. There was a jury awarded it. So for him to take $200,000 after having a jury award over $1,200,000, I think took a lot of good faith on a lot of attorneys' parts and his part to have this matter resolved.
I just wanted to make that clear. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other questions, members? I believe we have one public presenter. Mr. Unger, Jason Unger, City of Hollywood. Members? Thank you. Members, is there any debate on the bill?
Yes.
Co-Chair Clark Reed.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Representative Gibbons, for bringing this forward. And having been the representative from that particular area, I'm happy to see that you took the bill on, and looking forward to having this resolved, because I think that anyone that has decided to settle for $200,000 after a jury had awarded them over $1 million, they are really want to see this get out of the way. Thank you very much.
Members, any further debate on the bill? Representative Gibbons, you are recognized to close on the bill and make any other invitations you deem so fit.
Well, no, it's an honor for me to represent the City of Hollywood, and I waive my close.
Good man. Tanisha, will you please call the roll on House Bill 1415?
Chair Grant?
Yes.
Representatives Caldwell?
Yes.
Clark Reed?
Yes.
Davis?
Yes.
Hager?
No.
McGee? Metz?
Yes.
Stewart?
By your vote, members, House Bill 1415 will be reported favorably. Great job, Representative Gibbons, and thank you for visiting us today.
You do a very good job of chairing the committee.
Could you turn that mic on, please?
I just did. I said you do a very good job of chairing the committee. You do an excellent job of chairing the committee. Thank you.
Do you have another bill before us? Is that what I'm sensing?
No, but maybe next year.
Okay. We'll let you go first next year. Members. Having shown that passed out favorably, I know we've talked about it. This is officially our last meeting of our Select Committee on Claims Bills and what has certainly been a wild ride. Co-Chair Clark Reed, I want to thank you for your assistance. You have been an outstanding partner in this effort, and I know the amount of work that everybody's put in and the progress that was made in at least a framework in pushing that forward would not have been possible without your efforts and without your willingness to work with me, and I thank you for that. Members, I appreciate your participation.
I do have a question.
We'll go Representative Clark Reed. I won't hold back. What's your question?
Mr. Chair, as you now have said that this is the last meeting, so this means that no settled claims bills will be heard at all this year, no more.
It's my understanding that we just called the three locally settled claims bills that were prepared to come before us. It is my understanding that we do not have any other locally settled claims bills. I will double check on that, but I believe these were the only three locally settled claims bills, and my intention in having them agendaed today was to give the committee some perspective on the difference of a locally settled claims bill versus a locally contested or even a state claims bill. But to my knowledge, we do not currently have reference to us any other locally settled claims bills.
Follow up, Mr.
Yes,
Chair.
Yes, ma'am.
And if you, in your research that you do find that we do have more, will you call a meeting?
I will request one, absolutely. My intention, and I said this from the beginning, Madam Co-Chair, is that I find it somewhat offensive that a locally settled claims bill has to come to us. Representative Gibbons' case just a minute ago, I think, is a fantastic example. There was a jury award of over $1 million. We just saw a locally settled claims bill of $200,000 from a member who is in that delegation. And I think perhaps showing sometimes how the process can work to force all parties to come to the table and negotiate in good faith. Representative Gibbons, I think, three or four times referenced good faith on all sides. I think the reform we're trying to get to would require some of these things to be settled before they get here so that we see more locally settled claims bills and don't see people refusing to negotiate on both sides, both claimant and government, to prevent a locally settled claims bill. But yes, if we do have any more locally settled referenced claims bills to us, I will request a meeting to try and have those heard. I cannot promise that we will get that, but I am absolutely open to, and my intention is to hear every locally settled claims bill.
Follow up, Mr. Chair.
Yes, ma'am.
Can you tell me why we are not hearing other settled claims bills, bills that have been have settlements already attached to them, other than just local claims bills?
To clarify, and let me make a distinguishment, Madam Co-Chair. When I say when we use the term settled, we don't mean that there is a settlement, meaning there is a verdict or a value attached to it. I do not believe we have any other fully agreed to claims bills currently referenced to us, meaning that I believe every claims bill that has been referenced to us is being contested by somebody. Either the claimant doesn't want to reduce the value of the claims bill, or the sovereign is not willing to pay the amount being demanded, and so somebody's objecting. I don't believe we have any other claims bills currently in our possession that are completely settled and not objected to by somebody. My intention was to call every one of those up today, and it's my understanding that the three we just heard are the three that are, in fact, locally settled. Thank you, Madam Co-Chair. Members, I think that is a little bit of a wrap, as well as addressing those questions. Hopefully, and under the presumption that we will be again together, we will be working towards additional claims reform. Some of that will be depending on the fallout of the bill that we got through this committee and seeing how that bill moves forward throughout the rest of the session and the potential need to come back and address locally settled claims bills as well as things like wrongful incarceration and other situations and statutes that are covered within the jurisdiction of this statute. I would invite you to take part of that process in the interim, to make suggestions, to ask questions, so that when we sit back together, hopefully again next year, that we will be ready to go and perhaps a little earlier on in the process and actually getting a bill out and having maybe a little bit more consensus. So with that, members, is there anything that anybody would like to add before we adjourn? Representative Metz.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Just want to thank you for your service as the chairman of the Select Committee on Claims Bills. Your enthusiasm and commitment to the process and to the subject matter was noteworthy throughout, and the way you conducted the meeting was just fantastic. So I want to thank you for everything you did for the committee.
Thank you.
Thanks, sir.
Thank you, and I will tip you later. Anybody else? Representative Stewart.
I'm looking for a tip, too.
You set the bar pretty high there.
I know, but you set the bar high when you chaired the committee and allowed everybody equal opportunity for equal input, and it wasn't just discarded. You really helped us all through the process, and I wanted to thank you. This is one of the more enjoyable committees that I do sit on, and I thank you for your chairmanship and leadership.
Well, thank you. Representative Davis, I think, would disagree on the enjoyment of this, but we won't sell him out. Representative Caldwell.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and I would just like to take a moment for us to give our staff a round of applause. I know you were going to thank them, but I consider myself a friend of the chairman, and as such, I recognize the great lengths that Tom must have gone to in order to through this process. So with that, I would ask that the committee give our staff a round of applause.
So, Representative Caldwell, I do consider you a lifelong friend. Well, I did, but it's a fair point, and we have a fantastic staff, and that was how I was planning on wrapping. You put up with a lot, sir, and so you are to be commended. All tips should be directed to him, but Tanisha, our entire staff, thank you. We have really had, I think, a pretty smooth operation for taking on a task that is. We were told if we could do it, it would be Herculean, and we're not there yet. But with that, members, Representative and Co-Chair Clark Reed moves We Rise for the last time this year. Meeting is adjourned.